Tonight we're going to look at one verse and then we're going to turn in Exodus, but we want to begin with Mark chapter 11, Mark chapter 11, and we want to read one verse, and it's verse 22, and then we want to turn to the book of Exodus, Exodus 14, we've been, over the last few months, Pastor Chuck and I have been spending some time on the subject faith. And we're kind of going to bring this to a conclusion tonight. Although, through the scriptures, all through the scriptures, intertwined, you can't just shut off faith. You know, this is the last message, if you will, of the series that we've been trying to do. We've both been taking different approaches, but yet it's still the Word of God. It's still a need that we have in our lives. So you can't just, you know, say, I'm not going to preach anymore on faith, because in reality, every message, every lesson, no matter who teaches it, every lesson, we have to accept by faith. So faith is really intertwined in our lives. And so our goal or our desire was that our faith be strengthened. And sometimes it it takes situations in our life to cause our faith to be strengthened. You know, when it becomes tested, when it becomes tried. But yet we learn, we remember the things that we're taught, that we read, that we study, different messages, and that helps us, when these trying times come, because they're gonna come. You know, I wished I could say that, trials and tests, don't come. But they do. And that's just part of life. And so, and of course, you know, it talks about that in the book of James. But I want to read this one verse, and then we'll pray and then we'll turn over to Exodus. Mark chapter 11, verse 22. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. If we don't get anything else from the message tonight, if we don't get anything from the last few months on our Wednesday nights, I hope that we need to understand that our faith is in God. Our faith is not in man. Our faith is not in situations. Our faith is not, my faith is stronger because I have a good day, because that good day could turn into a bad day really quick. But our faith is not in substance. Our faith is not in riches. Our faith is not in life itself. But our faith is in God. And so that's what we focus around and that's what we center around. So let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. We do thank you for this time that we've had to spend considering faith and how faith is important in our life. And Lord, you know our hearts. You know where we are in life. You know that there's some days that our faith is stronger than other days. But Lord, we also know, as the verse reads, that our faith needs to be in you. So Lord, as we ask your direction, your help, your intervention in our lives, Lord, I pray that our faith will simply be in you. Not in man, not in people, not in situations, not in circumstances, but that our faith is in you. Lord, I ask that you help us tonight. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. if you take time to turn to Exodus 14. And I was thinking about this passage of Scripture. And throughout the Scripture, there are trials in people's lives. Throughout the Scripture, there are situations. We could have took just about any passage of Scripture and applied it the same way that we're going to apply it tonight. But I want to kind of think on this thought. Have faith in God. But what happens when you feel like you're at the end of your road? That you've done everything that you have tried to do, that you've tried to overcome, that you've tried to, and that you have exhausted everything, and it's almost like you're kind of at the end of the road. If you were to look out and you would see on every hand, every direction that you look in life, you see that there's no escape. There's no possible way to get out of the trial or get out of the situation or get out of the circumstance that you're in. You've gone as far as you can go. And you look out and you see a dead end. Well, that's kind of where the children of Israel are in this passage of Scripture. They had been released from bondage. They had gathered their things. They had gathered their families. They had gathered everything. And they started on that journey. And they didn't know what that journey would be like. They just knew that they were free. Pharaoh had let them go. And then Pharaoh got some bitterness. And I'm just going to paraphrase. Pharaoh got some bitterness. And he pursued them. And he had means of destroying them. He had means of conquering them, if you will. And they knew that they were under the leadership of the Lord. But then they came to what many would believe a dead end. You could look one way and you could see their pursuers. You look the other way and you see this great body of water. And then they began to question. Then they began to wonder. Then they began to second guess decisions. They began to feel all the emotions that we as individuals may feel ourselves. When we feel like that we've kind of reached the end of our road of life and we don't know what else to do. And then you start, you know how your mind works. The mind can be a challenge. The mind can conquer. And they begin to question. And so we take up our reading in verse 10 of Exodus 14. And the Bible says, "And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. And they were sore afraid." Sometimes we can be afraid of life. Sometimes we can be afraid of the what ifs. Sometimes we can be afraid of the pursuers, if you will, the pursuing of the circumstances that we're in. And the Bible says, "And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, thou hast taken us away to die in the wilderness. That's almost to the point of, I'm giving up. That's almost to the point of, you've taken me out here, you've taken me away from the life that was not good, because they were enslaved, they were under bondage, and it's almost like they were questioning. In other words, they're saying, we have nowhere to go, we're at the end of our road, and ultimately you've taken us away to die. The Bible goes on to say, wherefore hast thou dwelt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt, with the question mark? Verse 12 goes on to say, is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone? So now they're second guessing. Let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians. And what they didn't realize is their freedom was more important than the life that they were living. And I think there's a misconception that when someone gets saved and accepts Christ as their Savior, I think there's a misconception sometimes that life's going to be perfect. But to the contrary, life is going to be in some ways more challenging, because that's when Satan is going to be on the attack. Satan's going to attack after salvation because he didn't like what happened. And so there's going to be an attack. And you say, well, how do you know? Well, I experienced it when I got saved. The very next morning, there was questions in my mind of what happened. You know, am I really saved? You know, did I really do? You know, and there's that question of doubt. Well, that's kind of what they're doing. They're doubting because they felt like they were at the end of the road. And sometimes in our Christian life, that's why faith is so important. And our faith is in God. Faith isn't in our situation. Faith isn't that everything's going to work out perfectly. Faith is really in God, just like what the verse said. You know, we can have faith that things are going to work out, and we can pray that things are going to work out. But sometimes there's going to be a time in our life that things don't work out quite the way that we think, or that we would like it to. The Bible goes on to say, for it is hard, for it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that which we should die in the wilderness. And I don't really believe that they were comprehending what they were saying because of the stress of life. And if you've experienced it, and I've experienced it, that sometimes the stress of life can be so great, it will cause our mind to wonder, and it will cause difficulties. And that's why I said in the beginning, if we don't get anything else, have faith in God. Don't have faith in our situation. Don't have faith because we think that, we're going to have this. They didn't know at the time that the waters would be parted. They didn't know. They thought they were at the end, and they were saying, you brought me out here to die. Verse 13 says, and Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord. That's a good lesson for all of us. Fear not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. And here's the key. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. And I guess in reality, it was time for them to stop trying to figure everything out, like we sometimes do, Stop trying to figure everything out. Look to the Lord. Don't be afraid. Stand still. Hold your peace. And the Lord's going to fight. The Lord takes care of His children. Have faith in God. It's easy to get to thinking about the things around us and lose sight of who God is. It's easy for us to get so overcome by what's happening and worry and be fearful. That's where they were. That's where they were as a body of His children. Who is God? God is the great Creator. God has all the power. We have His Word. We have His provision. We have His care. And we have His promises. There's no other form of belief that has what we have as a body of believers in Christ. No, nothing like that is being offered. Nothing can be offered. Because when we accept Christ as our personal Savior, and we receive Him as our personal Savior, He is our strength. He is our shield. He is our protector. He is our life. He is the giver of life. And nowhere else is there any other belief system called religion that can give you what our Lord can give you. Knowing that you were a child of God, knowing that we're believers, means everything. Knowing that you're saved, knowing that you're one of His children, makes all the difference in the world. Makes all the difference in the world. God had a plan for Israel. And I mentioned it Sunday morning, and I'll repeat it tonight. God had a plan for the children of Israel, and God's got a plan for you. God's got a plan for me. And there's a plan for each one of us. But the simple fact of knowing that we're one of His children and having faith in God makes a difference. So what does faith do? What does faith do as we conclude this series? What does faith do? Well, I want to take these verses that I just read to you in Exodus, and I want to take the verse that I just repeated in verse 13. I want to take this verse, and I just want to give you just a few thoughts tonight. What does faith do? Faith in God gives you a calmness. Gives you a calmness. The Bible says, "Fear ye not." Why should we not fear? Why is it so important that we not fear life? Why is it so important that we not fear when we feel like we've hit a roadblock? When we feel like we've hit the end? Because God is in control. God is in command. And God said, "Fear ye not." You know, when you're in fear, you can't think straight. When you're afraid of something, and you know, we think about, you know, when you're afraid of heights, or when you're afraid of spiders. Some people are afraid of spiders. Some people are afraid of snakes. And when you're afraid, it causes you to do some crazy things. to where you're not thinking. You know, I am not a fan of snakes. And the preacher knows that. He gives me a hard time. I don't like snakes. I know there's a lot of good in snakes, and I understand that, and people will kind of argue with you and say, well, you just need to do that. But if it's in front of me, I don't like it. I just don't, you know, some people will reach down and pick them up and take them somewhere. That's not me. If I won't even pick up a dead snake. But when you're afraid and when you almost step on one, then, you know, you're gonna jump higher than what you think you could. And that fear takes over. Well, you know, life is like that sometimes. When we're afraid of something, and when we're afraid of the possibilities, and we're afraid of the what ifs, and we're afraid of, just like the children of Israel, they were afraid. They said, we would have been better off, you know, where we were, we'd have been better off serving the Egyptians, but they weren't thinking. They didn't realize what they had and what they were experiencing. And so when we have faith in God, then it produces a calmness because we're one of His children. It produces a calmness. It also produces a quietness. The Bible says to stand still. Stand still. When we are calm, we can take the next step. The step that needs to be taken. But we have to stand still first. The fear part. You know, when we're afraid, we're not thinking. We're not thinking about what we need to do. We're not thinking about how we need to take care of this problem. But when we stand still, and when we get our bearings right, and when we meditate, and when we pray, and when we seek the Lord, then we can become calm. And then He can direct us, which Moses told them what would happen. But we need to stand still first. You know, some of my best times growing up was when my parents said, sit still, and I sit still. Some of my worst times was when they told me to sit still, and I didn't sit still. Well, it's the same way in life. Stand still. Because we can't do anything anyway. That's the understanding, is the fact that we can't do anything anyway to fix it. The children of Israel couldn't do anything. They couldn't part the waters. They couldn't do any of those things. But who can? God can. And God can help in the situation. God can help in the circumstance that you're in. Do you realize that they were in a bad way, but yet they were where they needed to be to see the Lord work? They were in a bad situation. They were in a bad frame of mind. They had all these things that was going on. But Moses promises them, wherefore criest thou unto me, speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward. So they're getting ready to go forward. The Lord's going to fight for you. The Lord's going to fight. So there needs to be a quietness. And then we see in verse 13, see the salvation of the Lord, which gives me hope. What we have in the Lord Jesus Christ is nothing that we can do ourselves. But what we have in the Lord Jesus Christ is our hope. It's our hope. By faith, simply allowing God to work. And see what God can do. So how do we do this? How do we stand still? How do we subdue the fear? How do we see the salvation of the Lord? We do it with submission. Submission. The Bible goes on to say, and we see the salvation of the Lord, which He will show you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. It takes submission. Submission. If we could kind of put it in this terminology today, is give everything to the Lord. Just give it to Him. Submit to Him. Have faith in God. Submit to Him. Because He has a plan. And His plan for each one of us is in His hands. It's in His hands. Take our hands off and leave it in the Lord's hands. Sometimes, if we're not careful, we try to maneuver to help Him along. But submitting to Him and having that submission, you know, faith really, in reality, faith takes submission. Faith takes submission. The Bible says the Lord will fight for you. Verse 14. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. That's submission. And then lastly tonight, we need to pray. We need to pray. Verse 15 says, And the Lord said unto Moses, Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they may go forward. Pray. And when we pray, and when we get direction, there's obedience. There's obedience. They were to go forward because God had a plan. God had a will. Now they simply needed to follow. And what does that take? It takes trust. It takes faith. And it takes action. Trust, faith, and action. And then if we drop down to verses 29 and following, the Bible says, But the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. And let me say, only God can do that. Only God. Goes on to say, Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, And Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and His servant Moses. They learned a great lesson. They learned a great lesson. Have faith in God. Now they struggled, and we know that. If we took time to follow the children of Israel, we know that they struggled. We know the situations that they had, and we won't get into that tonight. But at this point, I believe He was teaching them, have faith in Me. Have faith in Me. Which is our challenge tonight. Have faith in God. Let's pray. Father, thank You for our time together. And Lord, I do thank You that we can look at a passage and we can see how You've worked in individuals' lives. How You encouraged them. You helped them. And I know in many times people turned. People didn't follow. But help us to not be that way. But help us to be obedient. Help us to have faith in You. We thank You for our time together. And we do pray for all the needs. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.